Welcome, everyone. Episode 4 of The Voice of the People. I'm your co-host, Tony. We also have Slimy Nick over here. How you doing, Nick?
Good. How's the volume? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Also, we got Cole driving down from the Cape, it sounds like. Roll your windows up, Cole. What are you doing?
What, are my windows not up?
It doesn't really sound. I can hear the background noise a little bit.
Oh, you complain too much.
There he does.
All right.
I'm riding up on the highway.
All right, maybe put the phone on.
I'll put it in my shirt or something.
Yeah, try that.
All right, how's that sound?
Much better. So, how you guys all doing today?
Great. We're on Apple now. I feel like we moved from East Dedham to Precinct 1.
For all those who doesn't know, East Dedham is a piece of shit. East Dedham's a piece of shit, and Precinct 1 is the high class for that ass. So, yeah, we're on Apple. That's an exciting day. I noticed that today. I got excited. I made a few posts. I sent it out to a bunch of people. We already doubled our listens in one day just being on Apple.
Yeah. Apple's great for business. Everyone likes Apple. It's easy.
So the voice of the people, we're buzzing today. We're on Apple. We just landed a guest for Sunday. I'll probably tell everyone at the end of the episode about that. But
you can tease that later on in the week.
Later on in the week. This is the last episode for the week.
Tony can never wait.
On the Instagram story. You don't have to talk about that now. That's a big guest.
I've got a couple guests. I got a couple guesses.
All right. Yeah. It's some good stuff that's going on. So I thought we were going to have Kate on tonight, but she just side texted me. Let me read this real quick. She said, I'm not ready in 20 minutes. I'm tired. I have stuff to do for work. I'll do the one this weekend. What?
I mean, that's fair. Fine. She's having a baby in 10 days.
She's
so.
Having a child, Tony.
I just wrote, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, she is. Of course you do. You're such a loser.
Oh, my God. How do we deal with you?
I don't even get it. She's having a kid, Tony. She can't come on the podcast. Get over it.
Cole, you don't understand. She does everything around here. She's having a baby in 10 days. Tony does nothing in this house.
Nick, how about try not to scream into the phone?
All right, I'll try.
Lower your voice, you liver lip.
You have work today, Tony?
I did have work today. It was a tough day. I made a bunch of cuts all day. I was over at Stonehill College in the great town of Easton, Mass. Got a couple more days left there. I got a few more days this week and then 3 days next week, and then I'm on vacation. Babycation, we'll call it.
Nice.
I bet you had more than 7 hours of FaceTime on your phone today at work.
Nope, 40 minutes. We got a few good stories we want to tell tonight. Let's move right along into how crazy my sister is. Cole, wait till you hear this one. Nick, tee it up.
Excited. All right, so we were just all at the house, and we're all sitting on the couch. Me, my nephew Declan, my nephew Aiden, my sister. We're all just kind of hanging out, laughing, telling stories. And then Ryan, my poor brother-in-law, comes in talking about how he just made about 7 different dinners for everybody. And that he wasn't waiting anymore, and he wanted to eat because he was hungry. And my sister snaps up and goes, "You're not eating until everybody else ate, and everybody's full."
Oh, my God.
That's insane, right?
Wow.
Yeah, he's a puncher
bag. That sounds like my mother.
"You're not eating until everyone else is fucking full."
Yeah. And she goes, She goes, "I've been waiting 30 minutes for my sangria. I'm not eating until I'm finished with it."
Hey, and then she puts a bowl of leftovers together and puts it in the corner where the dog Brady eats, and Ryan has to get down on all fours and fucking lick it off the floor.
Ryan had a fork and knife in his hand, and there was one piece of chicken left, and he was looking at it, and Shannon was like, "Wait a minute, Declan, are you hungry still? Are you full? Is everybody full?"
So my dad's vegan now. He's been vegan for like 2 months.
Oh, I hate it.
And I do too, but at the same time, like, he's losing weight and he like harps on it all the time, so I don't really fight him on it anymore. But he still grills for all of us, like every night in the Cape. And it's like a sad puppy. He vicariously lives for us. Whoa, what's going on?
Nick, what's going on with this? Is this Nick? Nick. scumbag.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He's a piece of shit. What are you doing, Nick? Ugh, I can't stand him sometimes.
Yeah, so he grills for us every night, my dad, and then he just sits and watches us eat and, like, ask for feedback and stuff because he wants to have the meat so bad.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too funny. Like,
that is good. That is good.
Sits around and watches us all. He's asking for feedback the whole time, and it's like, just have a piece. Why not?
So he hasn't had any meat in 2 months?
No, dude. I got him Thai food once, and there was eggs in it, but he didn't know. Yeah.
Hopefully he's not listening.
He'll probably be listening.
So Nick's probably just talking to him. Nick's liver lip is like smashing up against the steering wheel in his car right now. He's trying to get his point across. I made him go outside because the kids are being loud downstairs.
He's probably got no service.
That could be true. Did you order your headset yet, Cole? Mine will be here tomorrow.
I'll order it when I get home. All right.
I want to see the confirmation.
Oh, you are. Yeah, for everyone who hasn't caught on yet, this is just a big distraction because Tony's scared about having a kid. He's going way too in depth with this podcast. He wants to get a soundproof room built at somewhere we can all meet twice a week.
That would be nice. You're too far away in school though when you're at college.
I know. He's gonna have me in some separate room in college.
Yeah, we can rent out a studio at college and then have it hook up to the one around here. Now you're talking. Hey, I kind of like this podcast is taking off. I got my buddy out in LA giving me a shout out today for the Instagram. I made a promo video for that. We got a few other things in the works. We're on Apple now. We're buzzing, Cole.
Yeah, we're doing good. I mean, all we do is just tell funny stories. It's easy to listen to.
Speaking of funny stories, we talked about my mother and her little indifferences in the world, and if that's even a word, I don't think it is. But so she, when we were younger, she's been doing this for 15 years, probably 20 years, ever since self-checkout came out. If you go into the fruit section, you can grab a lemon, and you put it in the bag, like you're going to buy it, you hit the button, lemon large. And then the sticker comes out, it's what, 99 cents for a lemon, Cole? What do you think?
Yeah,
so then she takes the lemon large sticker and she puts it on everything. Deli meat, filet mignons, like you name it. I used to think a turkey sandwich was a lemon large sandwich because my deli meat would say that right on it. So she puts the lemon large sticker over the turkey meat, which is like $10, and she swipes it in the scan at Stop and Shop and only pays $1 for it. So we had filet mignons when we were kids, and we thought we were eating lemons.
Our whole lives, we thought steaks were lemons large.
Yeah, Nick. We brought Nick out to his first steakhouse, and he said, I'll have a lemon large. Well done. And they were like, what?
And then you two were using the lemons later on.
Yeah. You know what we were doing with those. Yeah, all right, cool. Shooting crack.
Yeah. Remember we saw those guys in 7-Eleven with no shirts on buying like 20 lemons? All they were buying were lemons. I was like 14. I was like, what are they doing with all the lemons? Tony's like, oh, they're going to break up the crowd.
Cole, you grew up fast. Like, huh, right.
Yeah, I did. You did.
Nick, where the fuck were you? You just like fucking cut out? You think that's all right?
I was talking for like a good 3 minutes, but you guys couldn't hear me, so I just had to exit and then rejoin. This is a shit app.
I saw your liver lip bouncing off the steering wheel out front. I told
that joke is getting so old. I've heard you say it 4 times in this podcast alone. Leave it alone, will you?
Because
I don't even get it. I don't even get it.
Nobody does.
If you look at Nick straight ahead, he looks like a monkey that like evolved into a human, and he's got that like funny looking jaw, and like his lips are all out of whack, and they quiver.
Tony just makes shit
What do you think, Cole, what do you think of when you look at Nick?
I think he's the better looking.
No fucking way.
Everybody does.
You look like fucking, you look like a retarded Erica Estrada.
Yeah.
From his Chips days with the fucking, No one even knows those references because I'm fucking old as fuck.
You look like one of the girls on Orange is the New Black.
Oh, what, the girl, the fat girl that dances?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I can't believe Caitlin's actually giving me slack about coming on. We had a nice little section for her. We got another interview coming tonight. I don't know if we have it coming tonight, but these girls don't want nothing to do with fingers anymore. They're all backing out left and right. I got to, like, offer money and, suboxone just to come back.
I heard the questions that you were asking these people. I wouldn't do this show.
I gave one girl I told one girl I'd get her Adderall and suboxone if she came on tonight, and she's rethinking it.
I feel bad for the kind of girl number four. She's like a normal girl. And then the questions you guys were asking her.
Yeah. Oh, she was so nice. She was so nice. I totally wasn't prepared for that. I thought that was one of Tony's, like, gimmick girls that he found down on
Mass Ave. She was like a Mass Ave flea bag. No, she's actually normal. And the funny thing is, Nick's in violation of sneak texting her. I heard he's been texting her on the side. I don't know if that's allowed. Is that allowed, Cole?
Those allegations are unconfirmed.
I mean, if he, he goes where his heart desires. If he goes where his heart desires, if he wants to end the show right now and take it up with the normal girl, I'm for it.
I think I got a message from one of the girls about being called a reject on the Facebook page. She wasn't happy about that. My friend Ricketts, the kid that was sleeping that I woke up on the beach, he was like, I'll take all your rejects, Nick. Yeah. Or something like that. And this girl was like, I'm no fucking reject. I'm far from it. She's been like messaging Lisa. Lisa's no reject. She wants everyone to know. And she wants people to listen to her son on SoundCloud. Yeah. What else, Nick?
Should we wait to talk about the things that Tony does that annoys us until Caitlin comes on? Or can we, me and Cole, just fire a few off?
No, I think we should just get right into it. I think we have enough. Right,
you know what I mean? We can probably come up with enough.
Caitlin will add on her own what she deals with every day. We have enough.
Yeah, I'll bring up the one that Caitlin was, me and her were talking about earlier. Cause so Caitlin hates how Tony, and I hate this too. You probably can hate you. I bet you hate it too, Cole. How Tony will say, instead of sending one text that's like three sentences long, he'll send 10 texts that are like one word long. So your phone vibrates in your pocket like 60 times in a minute, and it's just Tony ranting.
I'm known to do that. Yeah. So what? I have short ways to get my I don't know. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You're lucky I even fucking text you. Cole, where are you? Driving through Ipswich? What's going on? We lost him.
What?
Cole, we lost you for a second.
Am I back?
Yep.
You're
back. You got one for us?
Yeah. No, well, I was just going to add on to that. Like, there was a legitimate tornado in the Cape. Trees down everywhere. And Tony is sending me, like, 30 texts about the bio he wants to post on Instagram. And I'm swearing at my phone. I'm like, Tony can never just send one text.
No,
my phone was, like, frozen, shutting down. And he's like, what do you want me to post? What are you sending me pictures? I'm like, Tony, relax for 1 second. I got to just try and get service back first.
Yeah. Cole's driving around the Cape with his hand out the phone out the window trying to get service.
I was. And I'm like, I'll just DM it to you. I don't even know. My phone froze. I had green text messages. I felt like Donna V. one thing that annoys me about Tony, well, multiple, but my first thing is he'll go into the fridge and he'll grab 3-day-old frozen cheeseburgers that were cooked like 72 hours ago and just eat them frozen with his bare hands, and he loves every minute of it, and it disgusts me.
All right, well, I'll add on to that. Let me add on to that. So the other day I brought home barbecue for Tony, and me and Caitlin were sitting on the couch, literally with our mouths open, watching how disgusting this was. He was taking pieces of brisket and using it as a spoon to dip in, to scoop the mac and cheese out of the bowl.
Oh, God.
He did like that. He didn't even notice that we were staring at him the whole time. We were like, what is this kid doing right now?
That's the other thing. Just in general, Tony's palate like never evolved. He won't eat anything but children's food. Like, he'll take chicken nuggets over a steak.
Unless someone else is paying for it.
I tried to bring him to Thai food.
Unless someone else is paying for it.
I tried to bring him to Thai food. Right? I know. I brought him to Thai food in the Cape, and he was like whining the whole time, like, this is disgusting. I just want some Burger King.
Another,
so I want chicken fingers.
Another one of the more frustrating things that Tony does that drives it's driven me nuts my entire life is that Tony likes to put people on. Tony will turn on somebody in a second and put them on the what he calls the blacklist. So like, I
can be, the shit list.
Yeah, us three could be best friends today, and then if he has a problem with you tomorrow, Cole, I am not allowed to talk to you ever again. Even though yesterday we were all friends, and he has a side issue with you that has nothing to do with me. But I can no longer talk to these people ever again. I have to hate them. They have to be scumbags in my eyes.
That's because you're – hey, hold on. Let me butt in on this one. That's because you're a fucking weasel, Nick, and you play both sides. You're a little slippery fucking snake with your fucking overbite.
Yesterday there was only one side.
I don't want to talk about that, but
about – Tony's going to hate us now. We're on the shit list.
No, no, it's all right. Air your grievances. Air your grievances. What about what about when you told when me and Nick got in a little argument today?
Temper Tantrum Tuesday. So me and Tony are arguing on the phone, and I start telling him how he's unhappy and how he's miserable all the time, and all he does is fight with people. And he barks back at me and says, "Fighting with people is what makes me happy."
Oh, God. You're so fucked.
I said it out loud, and the guy I'm working with is like, "What?" I was like, "Shut up."
Oh, you are so fucked.
It is. It's what makes me happy. It's what makes me go in life. I love fighting with people. It brings a fucking smile to my eyes.
The Kermit emoji is literally his, like, life.
You only do it over the phone, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, not in person.
No, no. You're not much of a confrontational person unless it's on social media.
Yeah, that's true.
That was one of my other things that annoyed me on my list was how Tony holds grudges and gets mad at everyone for so long.
Yeah, I hold grudges. I'm Italian. Stubborn.
Yeah, kind of, but we let everything out. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's true.
By the stereotype.
How about last night? I'm wrestling with Nick like two normal brothers do. I mean, I wouldn't say two older 37, 35-year-old brothers do.
Yeah, two normal 9-year-old brothers.
So I'm trying to get at Nick and pull his hair. That's my new favorite thing to do is, like, pull his head back by his hair.
Ooh,
and he's fucking, he takes his dirty Coke finger that he has this one fingernail that he grows out so he can do bumps. He takes it and fucking digs it into my eye. I grab my face. I'm down on the couch going, nobody thinks I'm serious. I pull my head up and I'm fucking covered in blood. Sean's crying.
Hey. Yeah, he was bleeding.
Yeah, they're like, what?
Me and Caitlin could not stop laughing.
Oh, Jesus.
And his little dirty finger. I had to go get a tetanus shot.
What happened is he was leaning on me, and then his fat shifted one way, and I just couldn't fucking hold him up anymore, and my fucking hand went in his eye. And then he started biting. He bit me. He bit my leg. He was ripping hair out of my leg. Caitlin was like, "Why do you fight so dirty, you slime bag?" I had bite.
No, brothers have to fight each other dirty.
No, they don't bite each other.
Well, not that dirty.
No, I bite. I pull. I dick punch. There's not really much to hit, though. It's a small target. I mean, as we heard in episode 3 about Nick and his little dick. No?
Tony needs a
Tony approval. Talks way Tony too much about his approval. Brother's dick on this podcast.
Yeah, people are starting to get weirded out, Tony. We're on Apple now. We're on Apple now. We got to mature with the current times.
Yeah, we do, huh?
We're big news now. You know, people are going to listen. We can't be talking about our relatives' genitalia.
Who do you think got the biggest piece, James or Matt? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. You are a creep.
Some wrench talk. I got to get Caitlin.
Speaking of that,
what's she doing? She's still running.
You'd be happy to hear that our other nephew, Declan, is making power moves over on the Instagram front.
Who?
Oh, that's awesome.
Who?
Lifetime.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I set him up with the lifeguard girl that works the desk. Did I already talk about this on one of the episodes? I think I did.
No, you told me about it, I think.
Oh, okay. So I sent him in there. I said, listen, don't wear that fucking Captain America skin-tight sleeveless shirt.
Or the high socks. Leave those at home.
Leave the high tops at home. I said, do a few curls before you go over there. Get a nice pump on. This girl's already teed. I teed this girl up for him. He was already ready, dude, Cole. The fairway was open. It was sitting there, nice sunny day. He goes up and he's like, "Hey, my uncle told me to say hi." And then he bonered it. Hey, he bonered it the first time. Didn't even get her name, nothing. I go, how do you don't know how to cyberstalk somebody? You get her last name, you find her on Instagram, you send her a DM. There you go. That's how I found my wife. Like, look.
Yeah, you told him to send her a dick.
Yeah, I worked out.
No, I didn't. But yeah, it's why. So he's making moves.
Yeah, he found her. He friended her.
All right, good.
All right. So he's in the early stages.
So in like 5 years, maybe he'll make up with her.
In 5 years, he'll do the double barrel twist roll into her DMs.
And then he'll have her over for dinner, and Ryan will be sitting in the corner with his leash on, eating table scraps. Poor fucking Ryan, dude. The guy just wants a meal. His wife's going to spring break Jamaica. My sister's going to Jamaica, 50 years old, midlife
crisis. What
do
people think about that?
Well, whoa, the one that you guys
same went place. On? Same part of Jamaica. Nick
same
Rose.
Place.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
She's I mean, Jamaica's. We went to Jamaica off of a cruise. 10-year-old call boys selling us weed and stuff.
It but it's known for weed, cocaine, and naked resorts. I don't know why she's going.
Is she bringing the kids or just her?
No, just her and a couple of
just her. Just her. Not even her husband.
And a couple sketchy characters from the town. Other girls.
Flea bags.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hooked up.
And her down having a conversation soon.
Let me see. We need Caitlin on for like 10 minutes just to talk about this. Hold on. Let me see here if I can get her on. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves?
Really, Travis? She's probably sleeping.
No, she isn't. I'm in her room. We have separate rooms now for the baby.
Oh, you are not ready for this. I don't know if she's going to let you, like, hold the baby.
No, I'll be able to hold the baby
for a while. Not drive with it, though.
For, like, the first couple weeks, I don't think you're going to be able to hold it.
Yesterday, she was talking about how she's got the pregnancy leave from work, and she's going to be off for a few months. Tony has the nerve to say to her, this fucking house better be spotless those 3 months that you're home.
I never said that.
He goes, I don't want to see baby shit anywhere.
Tony is never going to change your diaper. I'll predict that.
Hey, how about today? I go to a doctor's appointment with her because I want to meet the doctor. I've gone to probably 80% of the appointments because I'm a good husband. So we get there. She sits down. The nurse comes in. All right, change from the bottom down. I'm like, what? I gotta be in here for this. So then the doctor comes in. Oh, how you doing? It's like this like Indian doctor, real nice guy. He's like, so she tells me he's about to come in and, you know, do a little Nicky fingers action to, you know, check, make sure everything's all right. I go, you fucking brought me here so I can watch an Indian man finger you right now? I was fucking disgusted.
So, you're awful.
What do you mean? That's what it was. I'm in a room with another man.
Did you say that out loud?
I said it out loud to her. No one else was in the room. But I'm like, are you shitting me? She stopped dying laughing at me. She's like, he's a doctor. He asked you. I'm like, this is crazy. You're making me watch this guy finger you? So he came in and he checked her out. I turned my head. I didn't want nothing to do with it. Then he's like, it's going to be quick, painless. When the baby comes, you know, next week or whatever. And then he was like, yeah, then you don't have to worry for 18 to 20 years.
Tony's going to be in the room. You're going to be in the room during the thing, filming the
book. Tony mentioned that story, by the way, because there's way more to it than that. First of all, Caitlin told me the doctor came in. And she goes, all right, they asked him how long it was going to take for them to get the baby out during the surgery. And he goes, well, it's only going to take about 2 minutes to get the baby out. Then it'll take about 15 minutes to put everything back in. And then in about 18 to 20 years, you should be all right.
That's what it was. I knew I butchered it. Whatever, Nick.
Whatever, Nick.
You were there. I wasn't even there.
Shut up.
Tony can't stand being wrong. He just shut up. Get out of here.
Like a lip.
You send fucking monkey bite to go get Chinese food last night. He comes back with chicken wings instead of chicken fingers.
Yeah, and you ate them in your sleep all night. I woke up and they were empty. I didn't eat one of them.
Tony's a sleep eater. He eats in the middle of the night.
Oh, you should have seen the look of disappointment I saw last week when he opened a cabinet and saw no snacks in front of the woman. Fucking slammed the thing shut and woke Sean up.
No, I didn't.
No fucking snacks in this house as he storms off upstairs.
How about the other night? Sean was on one, had a mocha frapp at like midnight from McDonald's. Nick brought home McDonald's at like 11 o'clock and he had a mocha frapp. And Nick's sleeping at 2 in the morning. Sean, he wakes up to Sean drawing on him with Marcus.
He's FaceTiming his cousin drawing on me with Marcus trying to show her.
Go get your mother. Tell your mother to come on. So yeah, we got some good stuff coming. We got another interview. I'm trying to bribe this girl with the Suboxone to come on tonight, but I don't know if we're gonna get that going. But
you will do anything for content.
I will. Hey,
you will do anything for content. It's ridiculous.
Mikey V's been just wondering if somebody can buy him a steak and cheese.
I'm gonna order him one of these days.
Yeah, well, you need to just do it. You need to both. Hey, you need to both order your fucking headsets. I'm serious about this. Mine's coming tomorrow.
Relax with the headsets, Tony.
I know. He texts Tony. Tony got this idea. Like we got on Apple, and now he's convinced we're blowing up. So he sends us all a picture of this like help desk like whatever Metro PCS headset, and he insists we order it immediately. Like it's crazy how he thinks this is, you know, we're the big time now.
We're the big time.
And earlier he wants to order soundproof boards for the back room of his house so we can do it in person. He goes, we get the headsets, we can do it in the same room.
Yeah, we gotta get some of those soundproof stuff for the walls.
We should do a live one when we're all in the same thing.
Cole, when do you go back to school? That's a question.
Like August 27th or something.
Oh, perfect. So right before you go back to school is that big AA convention that we're going to, and it's called Icky Pirates in Boston this year. Me and Nick got a room a couple nights. We're going to do a live recording there, and we're going to have some people pop in the room and do interviews and stuff. You should come to that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'll come down.
We'll go get a nice meal. We'll make Nick pay for it.
Isn't there a way for us to do Skype where we can all like be on at the same time? There's got to be some people listening out there that can figure that out for us.
Somebody has to help us. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, me and Tony are not going to be the ones to figure it out. Maybe Cole could, but definitely not us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how badly they want to see us, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They might look at Nick and think he's like some test monkey at a scientist lab or something and be like, what the fuck? No?
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah, Tony. No one's laughing at that, huh? You use Nick as the black.
You know what? No, Tony. When Tony has nothing to say, which is pretty much the whole podcast, he just tries to like when there's dead silence, he just makes fun of me for some reason.
Liver lips. Liver lips.
That's what he's going to his entire life. That's like his entire life. All he does is try to talk shit to me when he has nothing to say.
Oh, it's fun. People like when I make fun of you, Nick. That's one of the main things I got. Actually, speaking of like people calling in and stuff, I got a text message, an instant message the other day from somebody, and I'll read this. So it was a post. Somebody posted this. It said it was a picture of like a, I don't know, it looked like a tampon or something. And it says, well, not sure what just happened before I got in this
UD, Uber. But it's an IUD.
Was that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. What's that?
It's like birth control.
So you can't get pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like 10 years or whatever.
So it has a picture of that. It looks like a toothpick. But it said, well, not sure what just happened before I got in this Uber, but I think someone got viciously finger fucked. And then underneath it, it said, has your brother been Ubering lately?
Me too.
What? Somebody sent it to you too?
Somebody sent it to me too, yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Who?
We don't have to say names on here.
Are we talking about Bukkake? Nick thinks he's the man, dude. He's blowing up this podcast. He's got like three girls.
I really wish you would shut up and not start talking about this.
Hey, he's got three fart bags who like hit him up and shit. He thinks he's so cool.
I really wish you would stop bringing them up too.
I know. What if Nick's into that, you know?
Oh, he's such a loser.
So
to tee up the little thing that's going on Sunday, so the kid Bobby Flagg, we've been trying to get him on the podcast. He won't come on. I've been begging him. I messaged him last night. I said, listen, he had some shit going on his Facebook. He posted something about girls, like show. He's like a wicked Christian now or something. He used to be a clown, but he posts all this thing about like girls, you know, showing too much skin makes him sick. And blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, every picture you posted the last 3 years, you had your shirt off. and like your fiance does like lingerie shoots and posts it like you're a clown. So girls started attacking him. So one girl in particular called him out, Cole, and said, "Listen, how about that when you were 25 and I was under 18 in high school and you were DMing me, asking, hitting on me, and my friends, dude, blew it up his spot." She's like, I have 10 to 20 other girls that are messaging me, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "Oh, I was a different person, man, blah, blah, blah." So I message him. I'm like, "Listen, Bobby, let me see. I'll read it. You know he's going to love this."
As if Bobby Flay's name wasn't already hot in the streets.
I said, "You need to come on my podcast. Set the record straight. These people coming at you is crazy." Because I knew, like, if I took a side, let him be, you know, I'll let him speak. "All set with your podcast and gossip, man. That's not the reason I post stuff. Those people coming at me are people I don't need in my life. I've had a lot of respect for you and considered you a friend for some time. And coaching with me allowed me to see who you truly are. But you love the attention, man. I don't need the negative energy in my life." I go, "It's not going to be negative." I go, "I'm doing this with my brother. It's going to be funny. He's joking or not." So underneath that post last night, I just wrote, "Someone needs to get laid." I go, "Just give the man a break," because he's a born-again virgin. And he wrote, "Not the comment that helps the situation where people are literally attacking me." I go, "I mean, you're trying to say you don't love the attention too? Come on, bro. I know who you are." I go, "I told him to leave you alone. It was a joke." He goes, "I don't really love the attention. I don't need it. You don't either. Think of it part as growing up." So I just wrote, "All right, well, if I was you, I would come on. You can control the narrative. Otherwise, you have no control what gets said," which just happened. I said whatever I wanted. If Bobby was on here talking, he'd be fine. So what I did, the great journalist that I am, I messaged the girl who said that. And I said, "Listen, you got to come on the podcast and talk about this. Everyone wants to know what's going on."
Oh, look at him calling out! Look at him calling out Nick for playing both sides, and there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Little weasel, hey. Tony V.
This girl's coming on Sunday to spill the beans about Bobby. She says she has other girls' messages. She's blowing up this kid's world. She already said Turtle Boy was coming after her. I hope she does the article on Turtle Boy before we get to her, because it'll be hot in the streets. This is going to – we got the breaking news. We have the under 18-year-old girl that Bobby Flay was messaging while she was in high school coming on Sunday. How do you like that?
This guy's going to come after you, Tony. You
we're going to have to do an episode about how Flag beats Bobby up.
Flag beats Bobby up?
Flag beats Tony up, sorry.
Got in the way.
Oh, Tony lives for the laughs, man. He'll use the same joke till we just laugh it off.
Hey, Cole, what do you think though about Sunday? Are you looking forward to this girl coming on? We got to do a little research.
Yeah, I'm excited. She's gonna hit a new target of people, and you know, all the people curious about Bobby Flagg's pre Jesus life, they'll all find out.
And then we have so many questions. I just wanted to know, because it's like he like built a field of dreams for this wedding. They're serving pizza. Like, he's the most attention-seeking person besides me that I know. And he's telling me he doesn't love attention. Like, I love attention. I'll tell you that I love it.
Yeah, you know like a good, bad, or indifferent.
I like all of it. I like people that hate, love, don't even know me. Everything. Give me it all.
Rad Tony.
Give me those likes. Hey, but people need to that are listening that don't follow us on Instagram, it's hold on. It's a little confusing because of the spaces. I tried to get the straight up one, but somebody already had it. Some piece of shit already had it.
We should buy it off of them.
We're going to message them. So we're at the space voice space of space, the people, the voice of the people, three spaces in between. Follow us on there. What else can they do? They could go on Apple. Comments. We need people to comment if they like the
review
show. If they don't
us,
like
review
the show.
Us, yeah.
Review us.
Yeah. Go on. Tony will take any attention. So whatever you have to say.
Yep. And
hey, I'm a little mad on Apple that it only says Tony Vaca. I'm sure Nick might be a little
mad.
Hey, yeah, we talked about that earlier.
No, but you can't. What are you talking about? Like, so I didn't make that. That's how it came. And the other one, like the old podcast, I was on the same thing. The person that uploads it, it's their name underneath it. But then it has your names right under it. It says.
Yeah, fair enough. You see what I said on my Instagram? I said a little mad that my name isn't on it, but I'm not as mad as Tony would be.
Tony, you're a little gremlin kid right now. So you had me come out here in the truck to hide from the noise. He's standing on the bed of my truck beating on it like a drum right now to get my attention.
Yeah, because he sees another fellow monkey inside this car and he's trying to get some bananas.
You need some more material, Tony. You're falling flat today.
You don't think you look like a shaved ape?
I think you're reaching today.
Reach, Cole? You think I'm reaching?
Sometimes you reach, but you know that's part of why we love you.
Oh,
you're a reacher. Well, you're a reacher, an attention seeker, and a reacher.
I guess we were supposed to get Caitlin on. She kind of left us in the dust.
You're good because you're spontaneous, not because you're funny.
I'll come down there and spontaneously kick you in the head right now. How do you like that?
Go look in the mirror and see what your eye looks like right now.
All these people are wondering. We definitely need to set up a boxing match between the two.
That won't take long. We could probably do a full podcast after that in the same episode.
Yeah, well, your fucking shit lungs, Nick. Your lungs are working at 30%. I'll dance around and fucking light you up.
He challenged me to a race the other day. He thought he was going to beat me in a foot race.
He challenges everyone to foot races. He thinks he's the fastest kid on the planet.
I'm pretty fast. I'll let you know that right now.
He's stuck in the third grade when he was cool because he was fast.
Dude, I'm
fast.
That
was his first
kid
of
attention. He was never fast. Never fast.
He's an attention junkie.
No, you were the third string quarterback on your fucking Pop Warner team and you fumbled the ball the minute you got in there.
second string, you fucking piece of shit.
Second string. He'll defend it till he dies. I was the second string. Whoever touched the field, it didn't matter. He sat a little closer to the coach than the other kid did.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of upbringing, Nick, why don't you talk about how Mom tried to charge you for the ice cream she stole the other night?
God, that happened, I guess. I don't know for sure she stole it, but I suspect she stole the ice cream and then tried to sell it to me after we had just given her money for her birthday and took her to the store.
So she comes back in the car, Cole, after 30 minutes in 7-Eleven, like shit bulging out of every pocket. Then she pulls out the gelato ice cream. No, the, what is it, gelato?
Talenti, I think it's called.
Talenti, whatever it is, like the fancy shit. And she's like, "You want this?" Nick's like, "Oh, yeah, I don't care. I'll take it." And then she gives it to him. She gets to the house, Cole, and she goes, "Yeah, so you got the $6 for the ice cream."
Oh, my God.
I'm like, nah. I'm like, Ma, I only took the 100 out of the ATM that I gave you for your birthday. Yeah, sorry. She goes, well, I haven't eaten all day, so I'm just going to keep it.
she took the ice cream back when he wouldn't give her the money for it.
Oh, that's so funny. The Talente. She got the most expensive ice cream, so she could pawn it off.
Yeah, she tried to sell it to him in the car. Like, what is another $6 going to get you?
Oh, and Dad today, we asked Dad about our birthdays and how old we were. He wasn't even close.
What did he think, 25 and
27? He thought I was 27. He thought Tony was 30, I think. He thought Tony's birthday was April 19th, which is close. But he should know it because he's the 20th and Tony's the 18th of April. So, like, I don't know why he picked in the middle. He thought I was sometime in March. And
the middle was a safe guess for him.
Yeah.
He can't be too off, you know. He knows it was close enough to his. I think he thinks it's 2017 still.
Yeah, he does. He's been pretty steady with 2017 lately.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's you know, it's close enough where he can say it in confidence.
Yeah.
But he's you know, he's getting there. It was 2006 for a long time.
But the thing that's fucked up is that I know for a fact he literally has a calendar like 5 feet away from where he sits on the phone. So he can look right at it.
I know. He hasn't put that together yet, but...
Hey, so how about when he was like when he first got into this place, he was still trying to break out of it. Him and the guy broke out of the first floor, and they ended up, what was it, half a mile down the road at McDonald's. They got caught by the cops, stuffing their face with double cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And then Ray broke him out.
Mikey V.
We should get Ray on. We should get
it was Ray's
Ray
birthday yesterday.
Fuck Ray. Uncle Methadone.
He roundhouse kicked my motherfucking.
Yeah, Nick was all howling and puffing. I'm going to fuck Ray up. He roundhouse kicked Mom. I'm like, what? Who are you thinking? Ray would spin around and fall to the ground.
Remember, he came to one of our Christmases with Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. One of our uncles had some aged bourbon that was real expensive. And he was sitting there with his hands crossed on his knees. Please, let me just get one. Let me just get one. And everyone was like, Ray, you got to drive Michael home. He's like, I'll be fine.
He got shit-faced, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And then Finbar drove them both home.
Oh man, you are. What are you already home, Cole? That was a quick ride.
Yeah, I'm home. I'm just in my driveway.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm afraid to move because Tony will freak out if there's any sound.
I know.
Yeah, we don't need no sound. No sound. You guys are both in your cars right now. It's funny.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm sweating because we can't have AC on.
Yeah, literally, me too. I'm sweating. I got Sean banging on all my windows right now. He's literally trying to open the back window of my truck.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, Tony, I gotta send you all these pictures of what the Cape looked like.
I know. Yeah, you gotta.
The place was like, it's insane. There was trees down everywhere.
How long's the power been out for? Is it back on yet or no?
I have no idea. My mom just tried to call me mid-podcast. I had to decline it.
Oh, shit.
I just sent you both a picture of the street, like the way we get out. It was like we were in the eye of the storm.
That's crazy. Imagine you got
the, I was on that show, Storm Chasers.
Was the house shaking?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all got in the basement. It was, like, legit.
Holy shit. Where is that? That's on your street?
Yeah, I felt like Dorothy.
Holy shit. Did anyone get flooded? Did the water in the pool fly out or anything?
No. It was everything. Well, the wind was moving so fast that, like, no water could collect anywhere.
Wow.
But all the trees got pulled right out of the ground. It was crazy.
So we're gonna start doing two. We'll stick with the two episodes a week. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I'm down for that. That's cool. It's easy.
Sunday and Tuesday nights. We'll drop.
Yeah, we'll
this
do
one.
Sunday and like midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever works for all of us.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be set in stone.
But we'll stick to Sundays. We'll stick to Sundays. That's a good thing for people to start the week with a new podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I quoted you on that. I'll give you credit.
So next episode, we'll talk about all the things that Nick does to piss us off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of those, Tony, to be honest with you.
I could go on for fucking ever.
Yeah, you got a lot.
Although I'm sure there'll be fucking good ones.
What else? Lemon's Lodge. We already talked about that. The doctor story. All right. Well, pretty much, I'm going on my bullet list. We might come back on with Caitlin for another 10 minutes, but we don't really need to. We already kind of.
Yeah, we can bring her on Sunday, and then the one after that. So next week's midweek podcast, Ralph V will be on here.
Oh, you talked to him? You got it all set up?
Oh, yeah. He's got some, he loves the spotlight just as much as the next guy.
So we got to build him up. Well, maybe even, next Sunday, we'll post like a coming this midweek. And we'll post his picture. We'll get him out there.
Yeah. Well, he's the ultimate. So we'll get him on.
We got him. We got a lot of good people coming on. It's good. I've been getting a lot of messages about people that want to come on. That live one we're going to do in Iquipa is going to be fun. We got another thing coming next week. We'll announce that Sunday. And, so if everyone could just go on Apple and, rate us. Subscribe. It's so much easier if you subscribe. Then every time we drop an episode, you just get an alert on your phone. You don't have to go looking for it. It'll pop right up on your phone, and it'll be easier to listen to us.
But we're in the big time. We're on Apple.
That's gonna be a song too. I got a good song for the after show. I'll text you guys. Send it to you. But thanks, everyone, for tuning in this week. Follow us on Instagram and Apple, like I said. You two, you both have one job. Get your fucking headsets. And,
we'll get the headsets.
We'll send you our confirmation before next Sunday.
Tony, they're 30 bucks. You couldn't have just ordered three of them, you cheap prick, and had us pay you later?
Caitlin ordered them, and I'm not going to make Mrs. Hamhock spend the extra money she doesn't have.
The SS Hamhocks.
All of our money's going towards formula and diapers. If anyone wants to make a donation, I'm going to put the GoFundMe up on the Instagram. Thank you.
You're a clown. No, we're not going to do that.
I'm not doing that. What do I look like, a fucking piece of shit on Suboxone?
Kind of, someday.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
guys. We'll see you next Sunday.
See you.
Bye.